Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
At the checkout registers at the Shaw's supermarket at Cobb's Corner early yesterday afternoon, many shoppers had one, two, or even three cases of bottled water in their shopping carts. That's unusual because most stores are struggling to keep the shelves stocked with water. Taryn Altamura of Canton normally buys one case of bottled water a week, but this time she picked up three.
It's a little scary to think that you can't even really brush your teeth with the water, so we're trying to get through it. Just find a bunch of water. I'm going to boil what we can.
Also picking up bottled water at the supermarket was Rhonda Jansky. She lives in nearby Sharon, which is not an affected community, but her mother lives in Canton and her in-laws live in Norwood, two towns still under the boil water order.
I spoke to my mother. She was boiling water so that she could take her medicine. And I said, this is crazy. I ran to Osco. I ran to CVS. No one had water. Finally, at Shaw's here at Cobb's Corner, I found a few cases. So I bought some for each of them, trying to help out.
Residents weren't the only ones running out to buy bottled water. At the nearby Dunkin' Donuts, where countless people go to get their morning Java jumpstart, manager Lino Correa had to come up with a solution.
Sunday morning, usually we're very busy, but up until about 9 o'clock, we had nobody. And then we went and bought bottled water at Home Depot, and we started making it. It was pretty good. We did pretty good considering.
But those few coffee sales didn't make up for a bad day. With temperatures in the 80s, customers were looking for summer drinks, normally on the Dunkin' Donuts menu. Correa said he wasn't making them because of the tap water ban.
Some of them understand, some of them are frustrated because they want the iced coffee, you know, but it wasn't too bad. Most of the people understood. A lot of them knew we had a ban.
Later in the day, business was off at the Halfway Cafe.
We do have our beer drinkers, but we're finding that we're having a little bit less dinner business, and the food business has kind of dropped off a little because of it.
Manager John Lawless said while the situation is inconvenient, the staff is making sure food safety is high priority.
Just following the safety guidelines, boiling water for a running boil for about a minute or over a minute, and then we're using that water to prep with, to cook with, and we're using bottled sodas and waters as far as serving customers.
As for the ice used in those beverages, as well as in mixed drinks, Lawless said they've been using bagged ice instead of their ice-making machine. Lawless said he hopes the water crisis is over soon, since his restaurant uses 600 pounds of ice a day. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.